Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
My life journey now is really to like inspire other people in whatever challenges that they're going through in life. It looks differently. To know that, you know, people, these, you know, still message me like, how did you heal? And like, oh my gosh, but I'm still struggling. And I'm like, it's not overnight.
This episode of Becoming Her is brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Sana is a skin studio that is shifting the relationship with your skin and your products through goal-driven facials, real guidance, and clean skincare. Stay tuned for my unique promo code so you can get $35 off of your first facial at Sana Skin Studio.
Welcome to the Becoming Her podcast with me, Nikki Spolstra. This is a space where we explore the human experience and the challenges, obstacles, and resiliency that shape who we are. Alongside expert guests and featured friends, I am here to host meaningful conversations that tackle life's complex challenges with humor, grace, and a little bit of sass. You are here for a reason, for the collective growth, so we may deepen our understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
It takes a tremendous amount of courage to come to that realization. I think that nobody goes into a marriage planning to get a divorce. You want to be able, in an ideal scenario, you want to be able to continue growing with the person that you've chosen for life, right? You want to be able to grow together. And that's hard to do. But one of the most potent things that you said, I think, is that you use the phrase over time, right? So over time, right? The consistent practice of working on yourself and changing the foods you were eating and doing your yoga teacher training and going to therapy over and over and over again, like over time.
Yes.
I think a lot of us want the quick fix. I have a friend who was like, you know what? I have everything I've ever wanted in life and I'm still not happy. I need to go on an antidepressant. And I was like, okay, have you talked to a therapist before? She's like, no, but I need an antidepressant. And I was like, yeah, maybe let's start by talking to a therapist. But my friend can get me the antidepressant. I'm like, we need to go talk to a therapist, who can then maybe refer you to a psychiatrist who can then maybe do this. But like the Band-Aid, we want the Band-Aid. And while I do think that there are scenarios, in this case, that medication could help, we are looking as a society for a quick fix. And maybe there was a part of you that was looking for a quick fix to the hole in your soul.
Yes.
By binge eating. And for me, I was looking for a quick fix to my problems by binge drinking, right? And then I turned that into occasional shopping, over shopping for things that looking for dopamine hits here and dopamine hit there. And maybe not, then it became attention, and which Instagram will mess with your head in that way, right? You have to be very intentional with your consumption on the internet, especially when you work in a field that is dominated by the internet. Like you run your business. I run my business using social media, right? And so there takes a lot of intention when you are an addict for better or worse.
Yes.
In this space, and how do you use it for good, right? For self-improvement and hopefully the improvement of other people to help other people and serve other people with the gift that you've been given in your life that God planted in you, right? God planted this gift in you, and like whether it was painful or not, which in both of our cases, I think it was very painful to live the way that we were living, to then turn that around and be like, well, how am I going to rise from this and not just rise and overcome it, but thrive and then also inspire hundreds of thousands and in your case, millions of individuals.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the thing. Like one, we heal ourselves, but then you get to that once you heal yourselves, or we're all still always, I'm always going to be on a healing journey in some aspect of life, right?
For sure.
But using those things that we've learned and those little pearls of wisdom along the way to help and inspire other people. I think when I was going through the eating disorder, before Instagram, before social media was a thing, I remember wanting to get help and not having community because Instagram wasn't a thing yet. So I remember going online and being like, eating disorder recovery help. And everything was like, here, check into this, this institution, like go for like a month out of your life and go get help. And I'm like, that's not what I need. I can't take time away from like my career, but two, I know that what I need is community and to be able to like have other people that I can look up to that have gone through something and that tell me like, hey, I got to the other side. It wasn't overnight. There was no quick fix. There was no Band-Aid, but you have to go through the ick and the really ugly phases of sometimes going through the addiction and sharing the shame and like being okay with that discomfort to like, but there is healing on the other side. And I think that's all I really needed and wanted to hear. So like my life journey now is really to like inspire other people in whatever challenges that they're going through in life. It looks differently to know that, you know, people, these, you know, still message me like, how did you heal? And like, oh my gosh, but I'm still struggling. And I'm like, it's not overnight. Like I didn't develop an eating disorder overnight. I struggled with it for 15 years. There's no way I'm going to be over it in 2 months. That's not in 6 months, maybe not even years to get to a place where like I can sit here with a plate of cupcakes and in front of me and not eat them all. I'm like, okay, I look at them. I'm great. Maybe I'll have one. Maybe I won't have any of them, but these things take time. And I think that's like what you're saying. We are looking for quick fixes, and social media can be used as a fantastic tool, which I think we're both using as a tool to really help and inspire other people. But also it's negative. It can be negative too, but like looking at other people's lives and be like, they've got it all together. This perfect life exists. And I don't, like when you see it and you don't have it, I don't feel at times like it gets me sometimes too, this like feeling of inadequacy of like, someone else is more successful, prettier, skinnier, all the things. They've got the perfect husband, the perfect life, the perfect kids, all the things. So we really have to like, that's where the inner work of like therapy and the yoga and all like surrounding yourself with good people that are grounded come into play to like ground you and be like, we all have our own gifts. They look different. And just because somebody else's life looks perfect doesn't mean it is. Everybody's going through something. It just looks different, you know?
Yeah, I think that I was just talking to my PR team this morning, and I don't know how it came up, but I made a list of the people that I want to interview, right? I made like a dream list, and you're on the dream list, right? Like, yeah. So they're like, how did you come up with these people? And I was like, oh, I just went through the people I follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, you follow all these people? I'm like, honestly, the way that I've come to use Instagram is like, it's like an extension of my home of sorts, right? Like I run my business on Instagram, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So I am on there consuming content. I am a consumer as well. And I want people to consume my content, which hopefully helps people. But because I'm a consumer, I'm like, you know what? If there's an algorithm that I need to cheat the algorithm so that it gives me more goodness, more inspiration, more hope, more quotes that are like going to make me think, more accounts that are like, oh, think about this differently. Like, how can you level up in life? Like, what is the good, not toxic positivity, yeah. not like bypassing the hard work of growth. But if I'm going to be on the internet, like how am I going to use it to get more of the good stuff that I want, right? Instead of using it to do comparison, which obviously we're all susceptible to because we're not robots. We are not bots. We are humans. Mm-hmm. And so of course, like the things that get to you get to me too. Like there's always going to be somebody prettier, younger, hotter, smarter, more successful, better at making content, has more brand deals. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Right. But I always say that like if you stay true to your why and you stay true to your purpose and grounded in the service of what you're doing,
yeah.
like the money will come, the accounts will come, things present themselves. You prioritize integrity, honesty, and authenticity, and the gifts follow.
Exactly. And nobody is you. And like,
nobody's you.
Like, that's the thing. And like, that's what I always remember is like, nobody comes to the table. Nobody's going to bring what you bring. And that's the gift. So, you know, staying focused on that. I think for me as a consumer too, I have to be very careful about what I consume. And it's not like I'm also looking for the same things. Like none of the toxic positivity, but people that can help me think about things differently or present a really unique way of thinking about something.
So yeah.
I can pick up a few little good tidbits from different people who have had different life experiences than you have that help round out the way that you think about things and help you be better and grow. I mean, I think that's what like at the core of it is that we're all on this journey trying to like live better and more fulfilling lives and using all the struggles that we've had to be like, okay, I dealt with this, and I'm going to show you how I overcame it and how you can like take little tidbits of my story and incorporate it into your life, you know?
Yeah. I think it all comes back to like the power of community. I 100% believe that the power of community saved my life. You know, if I had not, had I not seen what alcoholics, and I'm using air quotes, alcoholics look like, I would have continued down a path where I had a stereotypical image of what an alcoholic in my brain looked like.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I ever would have gotten the help that I needed unless I saw somebody kind of relatable who was going through what I was going through, and I saw how much better their life had become. And so when you brought up like the shame that's involved with it and like how you started talking openly about your eating disorder and the shame that came along with it, and that's I felt that too. Like I felt that too. I remember when my husband and I first came out as a couple, like there was an article written about me announcing, oh, look who's dating who. And it was a mugshot, my mugshot from when I was arrested for DUI. And I remember nobody in my family knew about that. Like people didn't know. And I was coming out into like Miami society as being presented as this. And I was embarrassed. I was mortified, you know, and at the time I probably knew that I was an alcoholic and I didn't really understand that at the time. But I look back at my life in hindsight and I'm like, oh my gosh, all the signs were there. But like how much shame I carried for so many years, not just with that, but like throughout my alcohol abuse and then coming out about it. And then you fast forward to, you know, a position where you are now divorced and I am now divorced. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how much shame is tied to being divorced, right?
Yeah.
And how can we talk about that in a way that is empowering? And obviously knowing that nobody goes into a marriage wanting to get divorced, but if we are going to find ourselves in this position, how can we empower people to make decisions that are healthy for them? And still knowing that the ending of one thing doesn't mean it's the ending of you.
Exactly. Right?
And like, I'm going to keep rising. Like, and if there's anybody I'm going to double down on, it's going to be me. I'm going to double down on myself.
It's so true. I mean, it's a couple of things you said there, but like one is that like, obviously you don't get married ever thinking you're going to get divorced. But I will tell you, there was like the same shame that I felt when I was coming out about this eating disorder. I remember, you know, working with Michelle, our coach, my coach, and I was like, oh my gosh, people have been asking me, like, we don't see Greg on your stories. Like, we don't see him. Like, you know, I was so embarrassed. I'm like, what are people going to say? And I mean, one, he wasn't like on always, he was definitely more of a private presence. But when I decided to share about it on my stories, it was overwhelming. It was the same exact response when I started to share about the eating disorder and what I was going through that came through when I shared about the divorce and that we were getting divorced, and that like women asking me so many questions. You know, obviously I was not qualified to, you know, answer a lot of different things, but people telling me like, oh my gosh, I relate. And how do I know? And I feel the same. I mean, so these things, like all of the struggles and the things that we go through personally, people are going through, and people are looking for relatable people that are authentic to know that they can come to and know that they're not alone. And I think that's what your podcast and what you share on your social and our stories are so powerful, because nobody gets into like, you didn't get into, you know, alcohol or get married thinking it's going to end, or like, I didn't have this, you know, I didn't want to wish I didn't have to go through an eating disorder, but all
right.
It's like, you know, gosh, I honestly feel lucky. I feel blessed that I get to play a small little role in somebody else's lives to give somebody else a little bit of inspiration, just the way other people have given me some inspiration at times where I know I've really needed it. So it is the gift. It is like, and then through that, you know, I know when we first talked, you're like, my podcast is called Becoming Her and blah, blah. We started talking about it. I was like, yeah, this is the journey that we are on through our struggles to stepping into the best version of who we are, but not presenting this like facade of perfection, because the perfection,
that's right.
What I don't want to consume that. You don't want to consume that. And nobody else wants to either. They want to know that like, there's like real people out there going through this, but you can go through the struggles and still find and create a beautiful life for yourself and for
your family. Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break so I can thank our sponsor, Sana Skin Studio, with their OG location in Wynwood and their additional locations in Fort Lauderdale and Coconut Grove. Okay, so the best way I can describe Sana is that it feels like coming home. Unlike traditional facials, Sana's facials are rooted in education, and I love this so much. Every experience I've had at Sana has been a chance for me to learn more about my skin and its needs. I love that the facials are effective while also being accessible enough to be a monthly ritual rather than a yearly splurge. This is why the Sana membership is so great. I'm honored to be able to provide our audience with a promo code. Use the code NikkiSpoGlow for $35 off of your first facial when booking at SanaSkinStudio.com and additional incentives if you book a membership. I have absolutely loved my skin healing journey with Sana Skin Studio. If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community, where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow-up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at @NikkiSapsBo and @WeAreBecoming_Her. For more information on all of the things, visit NikkiSpo.com.
You know, it's funny because this just, I don't know why this came up for me, but like, I cringe every time I have to write a bio, like an Instagram bio or like a short bio. Yeah. I'm like, I'm a lot of different things, man. Like, I am not just one thing. And I think that, you know, we look at our parents' careers, right? And like our generations that came before this, they had their career and they stayed on that path for their whole life. And then they defined themselves. Like my dad's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Firefighter. He defines himself as a firefighter. Like, and that's such an honorable job and that's great and everything, but like society is changing and women are changing and we are so many more things than homemakers or attorney or content creator or whatever. There's sometimes I even cringe when I'm like, when people are like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I host a podcast. Oh, I'm a content creator. Why? Because like there's some weird societal stigma about it.
Yeah, totally. Right?
And I'm like, well, I'm a lot more than that. It's just society, I feel, and it's some, and I'm like, is society really doing this or is this in my head? Because who's making me feel nobody has the what word am I looking for? Nobody can make me feel any way about something without my permission.
Yes, exactly. Like, no one has
you don't get to make me feel a sort of way without my permission. Mm-hmm. So like when I cringe sometimes at myself when I'm like, I am a content creator, I am a podcaster. Like, why am I doing that? Like I'm a lot of things,
exactly. Right?
And I think that like getting a divorce will make you question that because yeah. You're like, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a family woman, mm-hmm. I'm a this. And I had to reckon with what it means to me to be a matriarch in the modern world, right? And so what defines a modern matriarch on my terms, mm-hmm. and how can I create an environment where I think I'm thriving, I feel at peace, I feel whole, you know, going through something that was really, really difficult. And I want to say something. It's wild because like when you start to share your story and you start to open up about things, even if you feel shame in the moment, I think it helps release the shame. Yes. But people will come out of the woodworks to relate to you.
Yes.
To your point, right? Like, and I can't tell you how many, this is crazy, how many athlete wives have reached out to me. And I want to be clear, nobody in Miami before Miami, like Miami news goes crazy. It wasn't anybody in Miami. It's people from different sports, different, completely different sports in different states that come out to me and be like, I don't know how to leave this situation in the sports industry. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. I need help.
Yep.
Okay. So like, it's worth sharing. It's worth sharing without like, nobody needs to know the ins and outs or the details about my life or what happened or this or that. That's sacred. That's sacred stuff. It's not necessarily for everybody to know, but like other women, like you can do it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you like, go get a divorce. Like, yeah, your life's going to be amazing. That's a decision for an individual to come to on their own. Yeah. But I will say that if I'm faced with the decision for myself, I'm going to make my life amazing. You better believe it.
Exactly. And I think that you can make yourself, your life amazing with or without a partner. I mean, it would be, you know, whatever. But I think at the end of the day, one of the things I wanted was like my boys to see that I chose myself and that I want them to see that like what a, you know, what a fulfilling relationship looks like, whether that's now in the future, whatever that looks like. Also, you know, that I can be a great mom and I'm a better mom on my own and having a career and being more present for them and all of the things that I think I'm even starting to see now, now that I'm on the other side, now that I'm living on the other side and have a peaceful, loving, stable household that I've created for my boys. And I'm proud of that for them to see like, you know what, my, like my kids are okay. They're adjusting. I'm also very like in tune to that, but also like want them to like grow up into teenagers and to like young men, like knowing what a healthy relationship looks like, how to love and treat and value a woman, all of the things that I aspire for and I look for, I want them to learn through my example and also like not settling. Right.
How did your success impact your marriage?
Yeah, so that was a tough one. And I would say in a big way. When we met, I was a lawyer, I was unhappy, I was all the things. I never went into, I probably would have stayed a lawyer forever. I think when I changed and my career shifted more into like public facing more, I think that was definitely a challenge in my marriage. He was much more of a private person than I was. I think sharing my life was not like, that wasn't for him. And so I had to kind of walk this tightrope of like wanting to share and build community, but also not sharing too much. And also trying to respect his privacy because I did, you know, I never forced him to be part of the content. He never was, but there was also like a part of me that was like, you're a part of my life. Like, I want you to be a little
longing.
Yeah. Like I wanted a little more of that, but you know, you have to meet people where they are and you can't force them to do something that doesn't feel right and good to them. So I think, you know, down the line, if, you know, whatever, if I ever met somebody that was like on my, you know, that they have to know this is my career. I love it. I derive a lot of joy from my career that is, you know, that is more public facing. And I want someone to participate in that with me, like within boundaries and within reason. It would just be nice to have somebody that was like supportive of it and like be into it also. And if they weren't, but you know, hopefully there's a happy medium, you know.
Do you think that there was judgment at play?
I do. I think, you know, it was hard. So in the beginning of my career of like developing recipes and creating content, a lot of it was like, I had to do a lot of it like on the weekends and like at night. There was a lot of like building that went into my building the platform and building that nobody really sees. A lot of people see like, oh, she puts these things out. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that I think was very hard. There were like, you know, words spoken about like, you know, how I, you know, you chose your career before us. And I'm like, well, no, but there's a lot of like building a career from scratch is really freaking hard.
Yeah.
So there was that. And also, you know, yeah, I mean, I think there were times where I felt really unsupported in what I was doing because I had this vision. I really wanted like that. But, you know, he definitely was really proud of me when I had like career successes, when my cookbook came out, and definitely like supported the successes. But I think like where I could have used maybe a little more was like, of the support was like in the building or in like the hard stuff, like the building blocks, which is where like, you know, where you're rolling up your sleeves and doing the hard work.
Everybody wants to celebrate you when you're winning. Like, and that's something I learned in pro sports too. Yeah. Like, people are all about you when you're winning. When you lose a game, nobody texts you.
Exactly.
Like, how many people are checking in when you lose a game? Like, how many?
That's exactly.
Crickets.
Yep. And I'm like, you know, there was so much that went in. And if you were like only this much more supportive when it was like I needed X, Y, and Z, like I would have felt a lot better about it. I am grateful. I think that like I'm so grateful that I had him in my life when I did. There are so many beautiful things about him and that I, you know, I know we will be thrive and we are thriving as co-parents way better than we functioned as a married couple. And I think there's something to be said for that too, because sometimes people aren't compatible as husband and wife, but you realize you are two good people and that you can, like you said, hopefully over time in a marriage and a partnership and a relationship, you're growing together on the same trajectory, having different interests, but still staying emotionally connected, spiritually connected, all the things. But sometimes when that doesn't happen, you can still be two great people, but like not meant to spend the rest of your life together. And I think there's something really beautiful about that too. And so like, it's better now and I'm thriving, but there's still work to be done as time. And it just over time, you know?
Well, I also appreciate you saying that because I think that like people get divorced and they're like, you should be best friends immediately. And like, and I'm not saying people say that to me, but like in general, like, oh, this is what it's supposed to look like. This is no, babe, everything in due time. Like going back to this thing from before, like one day at a time, babe, yeah. One thing at a time. Like feelings were big, right? Like yes. Love is a big, beautiful feeling.
Yes.
And when you step away from something like that, it is hard. Whether anybody likes it or not, whether you know you're making the right decision for yourself or for your family, it is still a hard decision. And so there's a recovery process that does need to happen for people. And so as co-parents and in general, as co-parents move forward to creating a healthy life for themselves and their children, it just takes time and that's okay. And also like two things can be true at the same time, right? So like, that's a lot about what you're saying is what I'm hearing. When you were saying this is like, you can understand that you guys were not the best as a married couple, but you guys are a lot better and he's a good person still, right? Like you still can see and admire him for who he is. Like two things can be true at the same time.
Yes.
You can be like, you're a good person and we can't be together.
Exactly. And I think that was the hardest part of walking away. It's like, you are a good person and I'm a good person, but we're not meant to be together. And, you know, sometimes stepping away from that friendship and just the camaraderie of it, but there's other things that make a relationship tick and make a relationship work. And if they're not all there, they're not all there. And you can only deny it to yourself for so long before, you know, something starts to implode, you know?
So I think that like getting into the space of content creation is really, really difficult. And people underestimate how difficult it is because like, it seems really easy to be like, here, I'm shooting a cute video. In my world, I'm like, there's a lot that goes into creating a podcast episode.
Yes.
Like one podcast episode, like nobody knows like what goes on behind the scenes of that, or the brand deals that I'm working on, or the creation of a video and like the strategy behind it. So like we said, we touched on it a little bit in the beginning of like people think you're just an overnight success. It takes a lot of time to build it and to also build the following that is genuine. Mm-hmm. And invested in your mission and message.
Yeah. And you know what I would say? I would say that actually creating the content for me at this point, developing a recipe and knowing what I want to make or what I'm craving or whatever, or knowing how to shoot a recipe video. That's the easy part for me now. Cause I love it. I'm in a groove. I know
you know how to do it.
Yeah. The hard part is not necessarily that. The hard part I think is as your platform grows, or at least for me, the more my platform grows, the more I need to spend time building the community side, right? Because it's not just, here's my recipe. It's, I want people to watch my stories and know like who I am behind the scenes. And I want people to feel that when they come to my stories and they come to my page, it's number one, a safe space where I want to share my life, exactly who I am, whether that's what I'm eating, what I'm wearing, my kids, what products I'm loving, whatever it is. And for them to know that they can come to me and end up in my DM box. And I'm going to try my very best to communicate with them.
I'm the same.
I know, like you try your best, right? Like, I remember like my account, I mean, I was on every single DM, and like, I treat my community as my friends because I do believe that there is a choice. Everybody that follows your page, it is a choice they make to consume your content every day and how they engage with it. So I look at people as my friends, but now it's a fine line between, because the account grows and I'm like, now I can't be in all the places at once. And I've had to draw boundaries between like, okay, I got to get off my phone at you know, this time,
yeah,
because now my boys are 7 and 9 and they're not babies anymore and they need me to be present.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, I miss when you used to respond and whatnot. I'm like, I'm so like, my heart is still in the right place, but then you have to realize, like, it just gets to the point where I'm like, how can I, so it's not just about, I guess, growing the numbers on Instagram. It's really about, I think the hardest part is really trying to find ways to build community. And that's why I think these podcast episodes are so powerful, because they give people a little bit of a greater insight into your life, what you're going through as a real person, and also know that you're just not like the person that's creating the content and posting it there, that there's so much more than meets the eye besides just creating the video, you know?
Well,
so
Nicole, you are a huge inspiration to me. I have loved watching you, and like, I mean, we've talked about my own fears in the kitchen. And that's like, that's going to be an interesting journey that I go on now as I rebuild my confidence, in cooking and eating clean and creating healthy meals. And like, I look at you as somebody who's on that journey with me and like somebody that I can look to for inspiration. So I know that you're doing that for millions of people, and I'm one of them. And that's also part of it, right? Like, you see a number, like however many million, these are people, individuals, right? Like, I'm one of those people, yeah, an actual person, you know, following the account. You're an actual person following the account, like deriving some type of hope and experience from it. These aren't just bots. Like, yeah, we are creating, I hope that like we are creating spaces for people to see, feel seen, heard, and understood. And like, they get something, a quality experience when they, for their 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, even if they're doom scrolling, but they're like, oh, that was that quality that I was looking for.
Totally. You know, I'm telling you, I knew we were going to be friends, and I would go to your page. I'd look through all your content, and I'm like, she's like so much more than just this like beautiful mom. Like, I looked at you in all of the superficial ways. I'm like, she's gorgeous. She's got it all. Like, I'm like, oh my God, goals. But then beyond that, right? Like, you pull the layers back, and I'm like, you've been through a lot. You are strong. You are a great role model. You inspire me. And I'm so grateful that I followed your page. I remember like one of our mutual friends was like, you guys need to connect. You guys should be friends. And I'm like, I know. So my goal is after this or sometime this year, my kitchen's almost done. You're going to come to my house and we're going to make some together. And we're going to like, then after that, we're going to get dressed up and go out for a night on the town and have fun.
Love it. I love it, Nicole. You are amazing. Everybody, you can check out Nicole at Kale Junkie. And where else can people find you and connect with you?
On Instagram, on TikTok. And then all my recipes are on my website,
kalejunkie.com. We love that.
And my book is called Love to Eat, and it's available nationwide.
Nicole, thank you so much. You are a real one.
You are. And I hope you have the best day. I love you.
Mwah.
This podcast was brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Be sure to use my code NikkiSpoGlow for $35 off of your first facial at Sana when booking via SanaSkinStudio.com. More than a skin studio, Sana is a movement towards healthier skin and self-love. Thank you for listening to the Becoming Her podcast. If you love this episode, share it with a friend who may need to hear what we spoke about today. And if you really love this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect from Becoming Her. If you're looking for deeper connection, check out the Becoming Her exclusive online community, where you will meet with me and other like-minded, mission-centered women who are on the journey to the biggest, most glorious homecoming and glow up. You can connect with me personally on Instagram at @NikkiSapsbo and @WeAreBecoming_Her. For more information on all of the things, visit NikkiSpo.com. My hope for you today is that you are courageous and looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.